Episode 1212, Pluribus, Season 1, Episode 3. We're here, Ben.
Hello.
On the road.
Yeah.
We're traveling back from a weekend trip together.
Yeah.
With friends, not just one-on-one, but with friends.
Right.
And I made sure to watch the show before we left in case we had time to record, and here we are. But you brought up a point right before we started recording that you should mention, though.
I don't care enough about this show to talk about it week to week. Maybe that'll change. I will say so far, while this is not a bad show, it is a disappointment. I feel disappointed in this show.
Just keep on going.
It is nowhere near Vince Gilligan's standards. It has a very interesting premise, but so far it is listless and very difficult to feel invested in it. And I'm ready for that to change. It's not a bad show. I'm not giving up on it, but I don't know. It has not justified its existence.
So I have no reason to believe this. I don't know how many episodes there are in season one, but I've got the sense that the next episode, more of the same, what you're describing. And then I think something's going to happen in episode 5 that's going to shake it up. And the reason I think that is I trust this show is going somewhere, even though I can agree with your feeling. Like the sentiment you have, I think I'm also sharing where I like it, and I have made sure to watch it. Well, it's only been on for 2 weeks. I was going to say I make sure to watch it right away, but
yeah.
So for the first 2 weeks, I'm right there, first day. But yeah, I don't think I love what I'm seeing yet, even though I really like it, and I'm totally committed to keep on going. But I think there's got to be something big that happens to really hook us in, and that hasn't happened quite yet.
I love Vince Gilligan.
Yep.
So I will give him the first season. I don't mind giving him 6 more episodes.
So do you know for a fact, do you know how many episodes there are?
9.
Okay. All right. So now with that out of the way, we're going to spoil episode 3. So.
All right. What's there to spoil? It's just more of the same.
Yeah.
Just wandering around, doing stuff. There's not a lot of people left.
But it does seem though, like let's talk about the grenade. You can tell they don't want to give her a grenade or an atomic bomb, even though they are willing.
But this is like the thing with the premise is that it's an amusing premise, but there doesn't feel like yet, and I would love to be wrong. I would love for this to change my mind. There isn't enough meat on this bone.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's just, it feels like, ha-ha, okay, so what? Why should I care? Why do I want to watch a multi-season this story for multi-seasons?
But they will get there.
They need to give me something. They need to get some. They need to have a there that we're getting to, and I don't see the vision.
I mean, the little seeds that we're getting right now are that even though they have a hive mind, there is some sense that they have some independent thought, and also that I don't exactly understand why they would do everything that a non-hive mind person wants, but you can tell they don't necessarily want to. You can see the feelings behind their actions.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, it could be fine. It could be great. I would love for this show to turn around, but for the moment, it just feels like really well-made thing that I don't know why it exists.
Do you have a hard time separating the fact that it's hard for me not to think of them as aliens, even though they're not aliens.
They kind of are, basically.
Can you tell me? Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what I think is true, and just help me clear this up. So Earth received a signal,
yeah,
that had some sort of code to create what appears to be sort of like a virus, right?
You got it.
And then when that virus gets inside humanity, it turns them into a hive mind. But that doesn't make them aliens.
Well, basically, it's kind of a 6 of 1, half dozen of the other.
It feels like it's a code to unite everybody, not necessarily a code to become alien.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine, but like this is my point. I don't care enough yet to feel invested in making that distinction.
I hear you. Episode 3, they did the first thing that we've seen of this kind where they, just like Lost, they could do a flashback by just showing us.
I was tremendously confused, and can I tell you why?
Yeah.
My brain thought the timer was counting up, so I was like, whoa, we're 5 years in the future, and
why is Helen there?
What? Right. Like, what's happening? And then I realized it was a flashback and it was less interesting.
Yeah, way less interesting. So I was thinking, sometimes in Lost, the flashbacks really paid off and helped you understand the story. And this one just showed us more. I mean, what did it show us? Nothing. Just that she had a relationship with Helen, which we already knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you think of anything interesting about the ice?
No.
Do you think that them asking... So, Carol asks them not to tap into Helen's memories. Is that going to cause a complication, or do you think that that is going to be fine?
I mean, obviously, they're building towards something with that, but to what end? I don't know. I don't care about Helen.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you want to stop talking about the show?
Yeah, I do. I'm just not that interested in it.
We have so much time left on our drive.
Can we talk about the chair company?
Yeah, can we do a different episode?
Yeah.
All right, listeners.
Should that be uncensored?
Yeah, let's put it on the uncensored feed. All right, listeners, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeVona. I'm very invested in the chair company.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians.
Profoundly. Bye.
Signing off.